Reaching Out Ministries. I'm putting the trumpet to my mouth, calling for the soldiers of the cross to march around Jericho. I'm calling for a holy war of prayer and preaching of the cross to pull down the strongholds of Satan. For Jesus, our Lord and Savior, is about to come back for his bride, whom he has washed and cleansed and made holy, without spot or wrinkle, by his blood which he shed on the cross for us. You ambassadors of Christ, you soldiers of the cross, you precious diamonds, stand up tall and straight, be counted, be recognized, be identified, and rejoice in the soon coming back of the Lord our God. On the last few programs, I've been giving you, the listener, some interesting things that are starting to take shape with this coronavirus and the election down in the States. By the time this program hits the airwaves, most of the stuff that I'm telling you is old news already. But because things are happening so fast that it's hard to keep up. Now, every day we see more and more proof of election fraud. It's not voter fraud anymore, where a few ballots are found to be wrong, but it's the whole election that was completely dominated by voter election fraud. We have never, ever seen this in our lives here on the North American continent. Whereas people so blatantly cheat at voting, it seems like they don't even try to cover their tracks. I heard one commentator on TV say that they don't even care if people see them. What is going on? We know that this world is heading for a one-world government, but this is not the one that's going to take place, because God will push back the evil that is now trying to bring forth this globalist agenda. What we will see over the next couple of weeks is going to be more and more information on the voter fraud. People will come from every place to explain how they saw voter fraud taking place. And that'll be brought forth both by Democrats and Republicans. I have found out something very interesting over the last couple of weeks, actually over the last few years, that there were no two parties in America. The Democrats and the Republicans were working together to bring in this globalist agenda. We can see it now very clearly as more and more Republicans are being accused of voter fraud, of not doing their jobs, of keeping back information. Some of them are being fired from their jobs. It's unbelievable the corruption, what's going on. Yes, we are seeing a time in this world's history where God is proving the evil of the governments of the world. Up till now, many people thought that the common people are so wicked. I even heard people, preachers, say that if God does not judge America soon, he will have to apologize to Sodom and Gomorrah. What we're seeing now coming to take shape is that people want God. They cheer when somebody meets Jesus in a big rally like Donald Trump. They quote scriptures. They sing hymns openly. What we're seeing is that while America was asleep, thinking they were being governed, and that goes for Canada also, thinking that they were being governed by honest people, they in reality were lulled to sleep as the governments, not only the governments of North America, but of the whole world, were bringing in a one world government agenda. You can see it by the laws they passed. Unbelievable stuff. Homosexuality. We can see the transgender movement where a man can go into a female's washroom. We can see laws being passed that restrict the Christian from opening their mouths. We can also see now churches being closed all over the place, whereas gambling joints and strip clubs are deemed an essential thing. Unbelievable. When we look at what's happening in the hospitals, people are shut down from having operations. They're being discouraged from going to see the doctor because of the coronavirus. People that have to be taken care. Yes, while the hospitals are being shut down, abortionists are doing brisk business because it's deemed essential. On and on, I could tell you of the wrongs that are now coming out in the open where people don't even care that people notice how incredible wicked they are. They're bringing forth rules and laws that already show us what they have in mind if ever this globalist agenda would come to fruition. But by the grace of God, it will be pushed back because God has his own agenda. We will clearly see the corruption that will be brought forth. We will clearly understand how they tried to bring in this globalist agenda. God will open the eyes of the average person to the terrible corruption that is going on in many churches. Never mind the government, that is also going on in many churches. God will reveal that to the average person. It is because he's trying to get our attention and telling us, this is just something that I want to show you before the real thing comes on the horizon. Oh, lift up your heads, for this is no joke. God means business. The wickedness of the human being is incredible, and he wants us to understand that one of these days he will have to wrap this up. Never mind, things will go on as usual. It'll be like in the days of Noah. One day, Noah walked into the ark, the rains came and destroyed all of the people that were not in the ark. And this is how it's all going to climax, with God plunging this world into a 7-year period of terrible tribulation, which the Bible teaches the world has never seen before nor ever will see again. Billions of people will die in days, not in months, in days. Terrible hunger and destruction will take place. God is warning us by this coronavirus thing, by the things we're seeing here today, that what is coming is real. He means business, and he wants to lift up our heads and look up to him and seek his direction. So the question is, what is the child of God to do? Today I will give you some scriptures that God is showing us in his book on how to stay at peace and be at peace with those around us. He says, comfort yourselves one another. Don't forsake the assembling of ourselves, of yourselves together. As they're trying to push today, they're trying to stop us from assembling. God knows that we need encouragement, and the world system is trying to keep us from gathering. So open your heart, for today I will teach on what God wants us to do. But before I get into this message, I will ask the Lord to bless us. Heavenly Father, I come before you in Jesus' name. I pray, Lord, that you will open people's hearts to the signs of the times. I ask that you will open their hearts to the truth of what's going on. I thank you for your grace, and I ask you to anoint this message. Bless the listener in Jesus' name. Amen. The Apostle Paul, when he was here on this earth, when he took over the ministry of bringing the gospel to the people, he was always under attack regardless where he went. He broke the laws of the land by preaching the gospel. He had the Jewish people, the Jewish leaders of his day, so terribly angry at him that they were out to kill him if they ever could do that. But you know, God kept him from being taken from this world because he had a commission to do. And that's exactly what's going to happen to anybody who starts preaching the gospel, who has a word from God to bring to the people. God will protect you until your work is finished. But the Apostle Paul, even though he was persecuted all the time, he had a good word for himself, and he has a good word for us. It tells us in Philippians chapter 4 in verse 4 and 5. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice. Let your moderation be known unto all men. The Lord is at hand. The Apostle Paul expected the Lord Jesus Christ to come back soon. So he was always rejoicing in his heart over that thought. And that's what happens to me. I rejoice because I know Jesus could come at any moment, even though we see God still has an agenda. But my work could be finished shortly. And when it's gone, when it's finished, then I'm going home. And that goes for the rest of you who are listening to me. Once your work is finished, you go home. This world is not our home. We're just passing through. And a step out of the body is a step into the eternal life that is waiting for us. Death is just a doorway for those who love the Lord Jesus Christ into eternal enjoyment, where we will ever be with the Lord. So he tells us to rejoice in the Lord always. In these days, that's a hard thing to do for many people who do not have a relationship with Jesus. In Philippians chapter 4 and verse 6, it tells us, "Be anxious for nothing, but in everything by prayer and supplication with thanksgiving, let your requests be made known unto the Lord, and the peace of God which passes all understanding shall keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ." This is one thing I'm noticing in these days. You can see it on Facebook. You can see it on YouTube. The terrible confusion that is going on. People do not know what's going to happen next. It seems like some men's hearts are failing them for fear. But it tells us if we have a relationship with God, it says don't be anxious. Don't allow your heart to be overcome with anxiousness. But let the peace of God that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. If you have a relationship with God, I know for a fact you understand what I'm saying. You are at peace. You know that God has everything under control. But if you're a Christian and if you have neglected these important steps that God wants us to take, then you are confused and you do not quite understand what's going to happen. So this is why I say constantly have a relationship with God so that you can be at peace regardless what happens. So he tells us, be at peace that passes all understanding, that'll keep your hearts and minds through Jesus Christ. In Philippians chapter 4, it tells us in verse 8, "Finally, my brethren, whatsoever things are true, whatsoever things are honest, whatsoever things are just, whatsoever things are pure, whatsoever things are lovely, whatsoever things are of good report, if there be virtue, if there be any praise, think on those things." So this is the idea God has given us. Whatsoever is good, think on those things. And I want to inject something here. For those of us who are voting, I know there are many Christians who feel that they should not vote because it's not, we should stay away from these worldly things. That Satan has you for those of you who think that, Satan has you completely fooled. You need to understand that God has given you the responsibility of bringing justice to this world. But when you do vote, it's the platform of those who you vote for. Are they good? I listened to preachers on YouTube in the States where they proclaimed that they would vote for Biden because of how Trump always tweets and how he talks. Little do they understand that Biden, even though he doesn't do that, at his heart, in his heart, he wants to destroy those young babies that are still in the womb. Never mind in the womb, he wants to pass a law when they come out of the womb. Then the mother decides whether to kill him. They would rather vote for a guy like that than somebody who makes a few mistakes when he talks to the people. So you need to have a discerning spirit. It's not what meets the eye on the surface. It's what goes on deep down in situation. What happens in the background. God needs to give you a discerning spirit. You need to seek it out. But if you're not going to be serious with God, you're going to miss these things. It's amazing how many people who call themselves Christians voted for abortion, voted for same-sex marriage, voted for transgender, voted for all the evil laws they're going to pass in the States if Biden should get in, which I believe will not happen by the grace of God. But what grieves me the most is people who call themselves Christians. They are blindly going about doing these things and not even caring. So you need to open your heart to your own self. How do I stand with these things? What will I do if God calls on me to make a difference? Open your heart and seek God so that He can use you as we get closer and closer to the end. Let the Lord open your heart and make you a blessing. Amen. In Colossians chapter 2 and verse 8, there's a scripture that says, "Beware lest any man spoil you through philosophy and vain deceit, after the traditions of men, after the rudiments of the world, and not after Christ." This has been happening to many, many young people today. They are being completely corrupted and brainwashed by the traditions and the laws of this world. They do not follow after Christ because of the teachings of the world system. And many of the churches are totally involved in it. This is why the churches need to awake, because we are running out of time. Jesus is coming back for a bride. And if you're going to be in the philosophies of the world and not Christ, then you will have to suffer the consequences of your choice. It tells us in Colossians chapter 3 in verse 1, "If you then be risen with Christ, seek these things which are above, where Christ sitteth on the right hand of God. Set your affection on the things above, not on the things of the earth. For you are dead, and your life is hid with Christ in God. When Christ, who is our life, shall appear, then you shall also appear with him in glory." If you are a truly born-again believer, the Bible teaches us very clearly you should not set your affections on the things which are on earth. For God wants you to seek after him. Before the pandemic came, I sometimes watched in horror as churches would open up their doors and they would have screens where they would be watching football games. Instead of, I have nothing against sports, but when that takes preeminence over God, then you know there is a problem. So it becomes idol worship. People knew more about their favorite team than about the Bible. So God already now has brought down the sports idols. What does he have to do next to get the church's attention? He brought down the sports idols of this world in these days. You can see it all over the news how sports is suffering. They can't even play in front of crowds. Just like when the children of Israel marched out of Egypt, God simply first destroyed all the gods of the Egyptians. So God is starting to destroy our gods that we worship here on this planet. It's so that the Christian will start paying attention to what God is saying. They have no time for him anymore, so he destroys their idols. That's what is happening. That's why it says, set your affection on the things that are above and not on the things that are on the earth. In Titus chapter 2, verse 11, it tells us, for the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared unto all men, teaching us that denying ungodly and worldly lusts, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in this present world. Now listen to this one. Looking for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. When we talk to many Christians today, they tell us, oh, Jesus is still about 200-300 years. Out into the future. They're not looking for the blessed hope. Sometimes I think when I talk to people about the rapture, they do not want the rapture. They're not sure of their salvation, so in their hearts they feel, maybe if we go to the tribulation, we will be able to prove that we belong to God. No, you don't have to prove nothing if you're born again. You belong to God because of the precious blood of Jesus. And this is what the Bible teaches here. This should be our looking forward to. The blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and our Savior Jesus Christ. Not the sports idols and the worldly idols that we're attached to. God is ripping them from our hands. If you don't see that, then you must be blind, because God is getting us ready for his appearing. Listen to the Apostle Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 4 in verse 8. Henceforth there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness. He was getting ready to be offered, he said. Now henceforth is laid up for me a crown of righteousness, which the Lord the righteous judge shall give me at that day. But not me only, but unto all them that love his appearing. So the question I'm asking you today, Are you looking for the blessed hope, the glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ? When you look for that blessed hope, you are telling other people about the blessed hope that they need to get ready. That has been my feeling throughout my life. Jesus could come at any moment. You better get ready, for you're going to miss the call when he calls. So open your heart to these things. God wants us to turn to him. He is a loving God. He's a kind God. He's a gentle God. And he will forgive whatever you're into. Just turn to him. Seek him. And he will. And he says, those that come to me, I will in no wise cast out. So open your heart to these interesting truths and become a blessing to yourself. Amen.
Here at Reaching Out Ministries, we would like to thank you for your generous support. Please continue to pray for us as we press on in the call that God has placed before us. We would love to hear from you. Please write to us at Box 278, Steinbach, Manitoba, R5G1M2. Again, that's Reaching Out Ministries, Box 278, Steinbach, Manitoba, R5G1M2.